I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. At the end of July 2021, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the Society for Maternal-Fetal Medicine issued a joint statement strongly recommending that all pregnant women get the COVID-19 vaccine regardless of trimester. Dr. Rebecca Wineland is here to provide details about the COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. Dr. Wineland is an assistant professor of maternal-fetal medicine, and she's an OB who specializes in treating high-risk pregnancies at MUSC. Dr. Wineland, why are pregnant people being urged to get the COVID-19 vaccine now?
Over 90% of the COVID cases in South Carolina are due to the highly contagious Delta variant. And unfortunately, pregnancy is a risk factor for severe disease and COVID complications. Pregnant patients with COVID are at increased risk for preterm birth, ICU admission, stillbirth, and maternal death. So COVID vaccinations are still the very best way to decrease the risk of death and hospital admission.
What's known about the safety and effectiveness of this vaccine for pregnant people and also the unborn child?
Good news is that effectiveness of the vaccines in pregnancy is excellent and similar to that of non-pregnant patients. The CDC released data on August 9th that did not report any increase in miscarriage, fetal growth problems, or birth defects.
Is there a best time to get this vaccine during pregnancy? Which trimester does it matter?
Any trimester or even pre-pregnancy is safe. Whether you're trying to conceive, currently pregnant, postpartum, or lactating, the best time for vaccination is now.
What do you tell your pregnant patients who ask about the vaccine, have questions, or maybe even concerns about getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
I want every patient to come to their OB and discuss their concerns about the vaccine. We have more data every week. We have more data from our national guidelines, and we're happy to review all of these things in depth with every patient.
What is known about the possible COVID-19 vaccine protection that might be passed along to the unborn baby or the newborn baby if the mom does get the vaccine?
A really great potential benefit to getting the vaccine is passing on protective antibodies to the unborn baby, usually through the placenta, or to the newborn through breast milk.
And similar possible short-term side effects for pregnant people as others from the vaccine?
Yes, the side effects are very similar. Common side effects include sore arm, fatigue, low-grade fever. These usually last about 1 to 2 days and can be treated in pregnant women with Tylenol.
Dr. Wineland, why are you so passionate about urging your patients to get the COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible?
Honestly, Bobby, I don't want to ever admit another pregnant patient to the ICU for COVID complications. And it's been devastating to see what this disease does to patients, their babies, and their families. Please get vaccinated today. It could save your life and your baby's life. Vaccines are available all over the state. The South Carolina DHEC and vaccines.gov websites allow you to search vaccine places near your home. If you don't have access to the internet, you can drive to your nearest pharmacy and ask them about it or call your doctor's office for help.
Dr. Wineland, thanks for this update about the COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy.
Thank you so much for having me, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.